48 Shades of Brown, written by Nick Earls and read by Francis Greenslade. So, how was Geneva? Jack says, pretending that the wheel isn't shuddering in her hand as she sends her old mustard-coloured Peugeot up to 100. Stop the car, I tell her. Not much of a response, not as far as Geneva goes. What? Stop the car, I could be sick. Oh, right. She slides the car onto the gravel beside the airport road as a taxi glides past at a shudder-free 110. Bad, greasy breakfast, bouncy clouds, the circling and circling before landing. All this swirls my stomach and Geneva just isn't on my mind. I get the door open, swing my feet out. The rain, the summer afternoon rain at the lingering end of a storm, scatters across my shoes as I stare down at them, sprinkles cool into my hair as I will the wave of nausea away. This is not how I want to begin this year, as some slack kind of vomiter, too frail for airline food and instrument landings. I do not want to, will not, throw up in front of Jack. At least not yet. At least not without a much better reason. I put a steady horizon into my head. I breathe calmly. Water runs down the back of my neck, and I tell myself that's helping too. Is there anything I can do? Jack says. No. Anything I should be doing? Anything Madge would do? She'd probably leave me alone. Sorry. No. It took me years to train her to leave me alone. You're not patting me, and that's good.
I could, I suppose.
No, not patting me is good.
I didn't even know about patting.
I'm sure you know about patting. I'm sure you've patted a vomiting person before.
Well, I probably have, but I never thought of it that way. I'd probably be more conscious of holding the hair out of the way at the time.
Yeah. I say yeah as though I've done it. As though that's the kind of life I lead. One of those lives where you find yourself making sure girls' hair is clear of their vomit trajectories, and whatever else is part of that deal. It's a job I've never been chosen for. I've never had that hair carer kind of role. Maybe this year. At least the idea of it distracts me. Somehow, in my mind, I've managed to turn vomit into a way of getting close to girls. And that's so much better than the tedious old sailor idea of concentrating on the horizon to make it go away.